Good morning. Our reading this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 1 through to 8. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honourable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray. Our Father, once again we thank you that although we cannot be together this morning, we can communicate with one another and listen to your word in this way. Please bless your word to us today. We ask, O Lord, your blessing upon all who join us from their homes for this service, and pray that each one may come to know you as their own personal Saviour and Lord. Help us all to grow more like the Lord Jesus, day by day. We ask again for our Prime Minister and all those who are coordinating our nation's response to COVID-19. Please give them wisdom as they consider the next steps for us as a country and internationally. We pray also for our NHS workers, for those working in our care homes, and for all who are in the front line in the fight against this epidemic. We pray for their good health, for their safety, and that they may be given all necessary skills for their work. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, and for those who are not well, that they may know your help in a very special way. And Lord, we would also pray for those who are persecuted because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. We ask that you will meet all their needs according to the riches of your grace in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. This morning I want us to look at Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. At this time of uncertainty, I find these words both reassuring and comforting. We can read them, or we may like to sing them, as perhaps we once did when we were in Sunday school. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. We live in a world that is constantly changing, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. A world in which, morally speaking, many have given up on a fixed point from which to take their bearings for life, and instead have chosen to go forward with no absolute truth to guide them. And a world where we can so easily feel distressed, insecure, and vulnerable. How encouraging then to be reminded that our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hang on to those words and rejoice in them day by day. But why did the writer of the book of Hebrews drop these words in chapter 13 and verse 8? You may remember that the overriding purpose of the book of Hebrews is to warn us against drifting away, turning away from following the Lord Jesus Christ. To keep us from doing that, the writer has shown us in the earlier chapters of this book that Jesus is the greatest revelation of God that the world has ever been given. He is greater than the prophets. He is greater than the angels. He brings us the greatest possible salvation. He is greater than Joshua. Joshua, who brought Israel into the rest of the promised land. For Jesus gives his people eternal rest. He is the greatest possible high priest. In fact, having him as our great eternal high priest, we do not need another. Hebrews 13 and verse 8 reminds us that our Lord Jesus was not just a figure from history. He is alive today and forever. How foolish it would be, as chapter 12 and verse 25 makes clear, to drift away or turn away from him, the one mediator between God and man, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of God and ever lives to intercede for us there. In the opening verses of chapter 13, the writer encourages his readers to continue to take their directions from Jesus and live in the light of his word. Then he reminds them of their previous leaders, men who faithfully spoke the word of God to them, men of faith who, despite all the obstacles that were put in their way, followed the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly. Maybe those leaders had been called to other work. Maybe they were in prison for the sake of the gospel. Maybe they'd been called home to be with Christ, possibly through natural causes, or possibly through martyrdom. Whatever, these people had left an impressive legacy to the church, an example of trusting and following the Lord Jesus Christ, come what may. And what was it that inspired and motivated and energized them to keep going through all the ups and downs of their Christian ministry and in the face of fierce persecution? It was the glorious truth that Jesus Christ, their living Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the writer urges his readers to follow their example. Do we trust and follow Jesus? Again and again, the scriptures expand on the truths contained in this verse. This verse talks of our Lord's yesterday. And what a breathtaking yesterday it proves to be. The Lord himself tells us, "Before Abraham was, I am." And he later adds, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end, the first and last." John writes, "He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that has been made." Add to that what we know of his character, his love, His grace, His mercy, His compassion, His commitment to truth and justice. I could go on. And add to that His life, His teaching, and His miracles. What a yesterday. John Piper says it is crucial that Jesus Christ be the same yesterday as He is today, because yesterday is when Jesus Christ showed us in history what He is really like. And what a thrill for us to know that too. This verse also speaks of the Lord's today. And what a today it is for the Christian. The writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 7 and verse 25, therefore He is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. In addition to that, the New Testament assures us that the Lord is with us always, that He will never leave us or forsake us, and that in all things He is working for the good of those who love Him, even to the extent of preparing a place in His Father's house for them. John Piper says, it is crucial that Jesus Christ be the same today as He was yesterday, because today is where we have fellowship with Him and relate to Him as the person we know by reading about His life and work yesterday. And of course, through the Holy Spirit, He gives us this too. What a today! What a thrill to know that the same Lord Jesus is committed to us as He was committed to His people yesterday, and will be forever. This verse also speaks of the Lord's forever. And again, what a forever it is. The book of Revelation points to that great day when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign for ever and ever. Also, at some point in the future, the Lord will return and gather His people to be with Him forever. As Paul says when he writes to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17, we shall be forever with the Lord. Listen again to John Piper. It is crucial that Jesus Christ be the same tomorrow as He was yesterday and today, because all our hope of everlasting joy hangs ultimately on relating to Him, not just His gifts. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Notice too that this verse tells us that He is Jesus forever. Jesus is the name that was given to Him when He was born into this world. It is His human name. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, His humanity did not come to an end. The Apostle Paul tells us there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And not only did He remain a man, He also retains the name Jesus, which means Saviour, for He continues to save His people from their sin. Throughout the New Testament, His disciples went all over the world, calling on men and women and young people to repent and believe the gospel, assuring them, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to purify us from all unrighteousness. He opened the way for that by dying on the cross, bearing the punishment for his people's sin. And because he has dealt with our sin, he will save his people out of death and give them eternal life. That's the Saviour. Is he yours? If you're not sure and would like to explore that, do please ask. He remains Jesus forever, and he also remains the Christ forever. As I've mentioned on a number of occasions, the word Christ means anointed one. He is the Messiah. In our Old Testaments, there were three types of people who were anointed: prophets, priests, and kings. And Jesus, the anointed one, has all of those roles yesterday, today, and forever. He remains the prophet. The New Testament recognizes that Jesus was the prophet who the Old Testament prophets announced would come into the world. But he was far greater than the Old Testament prophets. He was not only a prophet proclaiming God's word. He is God's word, the word made flesh. In the broader sense of the word prophet, meaning one who reveals God to us and speaks the words of God to us, Christ truly is and fully is the greatest prophet of all. And that ministry goes on. His word is a living word. The word of the Lord abides forever. His gospel remains the same. His code of conduct remains the same. His promises and assurances are the same. And more than that, this prophet not only announces the word of God, he is the word of God. He lives the word of God. He fulfills the word of God, and by his Spirit brings his word to bear on the lives of his people. And he remains the great high priest of his people. The writer of the book of Hebrews has much to say about Jesus Christ being our great high priest forever. Through him and through him alone, we are reconciled to God and have access to God. As our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ continually lives in the presence of God to make specific requests and to bring specific petitions before God on our behalf. This is a role that Jesus, as God-man, is uniquely qualified to do. As a man, he is our mediator. As God, he is able to hear the prayers of his people from all over the world, whether spoken audibly or simply spoken in a person's mind, what we might call thought prayers. And he takes these prayers and he brings them before the throne of God on our behalf. All our prayers, our confessions of sin, our expressions of faith, our prayers for his work, our prayers for his people, our prayers about our situation or circumstances, our prayers for others are all presented in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ before the throne of God in heaven. We have a great high priest, and he remains the king. One of the unique features of a man called Melchizedek, who illustrates the Lord Jesus Christ in Hebrews 7 and 8, is that he is both a priest and a king. Jesus is king. Indeed, he can say, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. What is more, as we discover in Ephesians 1 and verses 20 and following, he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, far above all principalities and powers and dominions in this age and the age to come. And on that last great day, everyone will acknowledge him to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and every knee will bow before him. He is King forever. He is the all-conquering King who has destroyed the devil's work and has conquered sin and death and hell. He is the King who has opened the kingdom of heaven for all who repent and believe the gospel. He is the King who is guiding history to its conclusion. He is the King who is in all things, working for the good of those who love him. He is the King who will ultimately call everyone to a final judgment, when everyone who is looking to him as their Saviour and submitting to him as their Lord will enter into the full enjoyment of his kingdom. And those who have rejected him will be separated from him forever. We live in uncertain times, challenging times, maybe even frustrating times. How foolish it would be to drift away, to turn away from him who is the one mediator between God and man, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and ever lives to intercede for us there, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just glancing at the following verses, how foolish it would be to turn away from him who has died to make us right with God, and instead to set out in a vain attempt to make ourselves right with God. Instead, let us move forward with these reassuring words in our ears. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.